2015, Friday, October 9th, 4:22 p.m. So let me tell you what I might think. I might think that I can take on, let's put it this way. Often the way I proceed is by saying, first, assume that something exists, and then trying to figure out what it is. Whereas if you don't do that, first you have to try and prove that there is something. It's like it's never going to exist to begin with. It's like if you're looking for some existing way to do things, you don't find it, and then you assume that there is no way to do it, then there isn't going to be a way to do it. But if you assume that there is a way, and then you try and... If you don't find it, you still hold on to that assumption. And then from that, you're able to invent something. It's kind of like you make the flip... It's not exactly the flip side of it, but it seems like it could well complement it. Take and think of what I've talked about with framing and formfulness, and how I've often talked about, it's like if I really do the thinking that I can do, then it's this kind of rigorous thinking where it's like, well, it's got to be something. It's got to be either A, B, or C. So let's take a look at A, let's take a look at B, let's take a look at C. And you go through, and it's like you just keep going through one thing after another. So take that, think about that, think also about the notion of framing, about how you knowing what you want changes a lot in your ability to get it. Think about how for some things it's like, let's just go through to the end without really doing it, so that I can see the end, know what I want, and then try and go back around again, and then really do it. That's, again, this kind of framing effect. Think about that. Think about this notion of goals and constraints, finite resources, etc. And again, think about the notion of formfulness. Alright, so now let's introduce into the mix fantastical type things that are usually kind of negative, in that the proposition is that you cannot do something. It's some sort of negative limitation. Take that and take away the negative aspect of it and kind of flip it around and say, I'm going to pretend as if I believe in this for the purposes of having this limit set up so that I can use it and get formfulness. Specifically, I'm thinking about this notion of substantiality, which I've not developed out yet, but there's that and there's other ones, but for this notion of, say, substantiality, I'm trying to figure out how to explain it, and something better comes to mind, but it's not really a limit. I think I was talking about this the other day, where let's say that you're not getting movement, and then you say, well, in order to get movement, you have to, like, put work out there, and then somehow something, and then you get energy back. It's like, that's not proven or anything like that, and it kind of makes this limitation, where if it's like you're not getting movement, it could well be that it's, like, just resistance or this or that reason for not getting movement. But let's say it's like you're already your goal to put out work, and you're getting resistance to that, and you're trying to move towards this thing, and you kind of make this kind of vague notion. You kind of use it as this gating, as this thing, as not exactly gating, actually. Not sure what to call it. It's almost like the reverse of, I wouldn't say it's like the reverse of gating, but I think of gating as like, let's say that you're trying to get to some payout, It's like you're thinking in terms of getting that peg. You're not thinking in terms of whatever you have to do in order to get it. It's like you're pushing towards it. There's this gate. And you figure out what you have to do to get past that gate. But only because you're going for the payout. But this is tough because it's almost like there's nothing like directly getting you. And this type of thinking is kind of like magical type thinking. To where it's like you have trouble with this or that, then you do this kind of magic thing that's supposed to help you out. There's nothing directly preventing you from doing it. It's just you trying it and you'd be getting resistance. It'll be difficult for you. More difficult than it seems like it ought to be. So with this, it's saying somehow you put something out there, then that'll help out with the problem. As you know, I've not done enough thinking on this. Kind of like trying to pull it together as I'm going right here. This type of thinking is not very... Didn't seem to come very natural to me. I'm usually much more on the other side. I'm usually on the side where it's like... I'm not sure if I've done much on this. That the mind naturally works in a kind of fantastical way. It's like you have this notion of fancy. And I think of fancy as like, this is whatever, it's not exactly what you think the world would be, but it would be like what is, quote unquote, your world. And to a greater or lesser extent, that matches up. It's like morphic to or congruent with the quote-unquote real world. But it could well be that it's like you don't have much in terms of fancy. And so it's kind of like it's impoverished. Or it could be on the other side, it can be... It's like you can fancy things and it's like it's not really like a true fancy. I don't think the thing in the middle is like everything lines up exactly. I think the way it can work in a kind of healthy way is that you fancy things that could well be, and it's like that gives you an image to pursue, and from you pursuing it, you make it come to be. But it's like I put that in very raw terms. So it could well be that for... It's like, let's take... I don't want to say this in a negative way, but let's take a religion of one kind or another. And in it, there are various beliefs. And it's like, they're not scientific, let's say. But let's also say that it's like on the negative side, imagine it's like they're not scientific, and then you have someone taking advantage of people. So it's like, okay, that's bad. Now take away that part. Now say it's not that someone's taking advantage of people, but rather it's helping people in some way because it's kind of like it sticks within whatever is the domain. So in a way, it's like all that stuff's like within their fantasy. It doesn't really match up with reality, but it allows them to do things that are healthier, that are aligned with reality, that they wouldn't be able to get to otherwise. So maybe if I take away the religion part of it, let's just say that there's like folk wisdom or folk cures, and let's imagine that for the ones that don't work, it's like they're all like, they're harmless. It's like the most that's going to happen is like you're going to get the placebo effect. And then within these, there's some subset of them where it turns out that they do work, and the explanation for them working, it's like it's not scientific, it doesn't really work like that, but the cures, the remedies, whatever, they do actually work. And so it's kind of like based on whatever is the explanation, that's how people think of them. They do them anyways, they get the benefits, and it's not harmful. Yeah, so I say this and then I'm skeptical, but which is basically correct. because it's, in the long run, it's not going to work. But it could well be that if you know what you're doing, it's like you already know that it's not going to work. And you anticipate getting to the point where it doesn't work, and then you get past it. So for limitations, I might work it out in some way that I pretend as if it is true for certain purposes, for a certain amount of time, hit a limitation, and so now it's not providing formfulness anymore. And now the thing that I want to get to is beyond whatever the form is. And so now I look to disprove whatever it is and say, this is how it really is. And now get past it. See that, I also think of, say, Ptolemaic astronomy. Where it's like, I have to imagine that it was an improvement over nothing. It's not correct, but still, it creates... I'd have to do the research, but I'm pretty sure that it predicts the positions of things, and based on those predictions, you can do things off of it. And that's what people did, and that's why it was studied, and that's why it was preserved. That's why that information kept propagating, like, not just for the hell of it. So it goes on, and then it gets you to the point where you're ready for Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo. And at that point, it's a limitation. They overcome the limitation. They show, quote-unquote, how it really is, and it's like, even that's not completely right. And then you have Newton, Einstein, etc.
Alright, so then the question would be, okay, what might I propose for the notion of substantiality? I kind of already started to go over when I was talking about modules, and I was talking about being in the world, and this notion of a technical solution where it's like, it has everything, except it's not going to get into anyone's head, because no one can understand it. So in that sense, it's not substantial, it lacks being in the world. In order for it to have that, you need something that's a bit more developed out, that is communicable, that can get into someone's head so that they can actually make use of the thing. And then it is substantial, because then, in a sense, it's like things stand upon it. Things are built on top of it.
So if I were to try and take this as a limit, like, what would it look like? So it's like, I described that right there, but as a limit, as something that creates form. Something where it's like, you could conceivably go, like, try and go in some direction. But because we say that there's this limit, we're not going to do it. So I think of two things come to mind. One I kind of agree with, one I kind of don't. But I also kind of do. First one is, if you can't explain it to someone else, like the saying, like, if you can't explain it, like, to someone else, then you don't really know what you're doing. That one I tend to agree with. So that kind of, like, goes to, like, the stuff that's, like, highly technical and yet it's not communicable. So there, let's say for documentation for a command. It should be like, if I go over the documentation, it seems like it's not something that someone can understand, then even if the command totally works and it's fine, still we have this limit, and we say it lacks in substance, so I'm not going to put out the command. It's like, yeah, but someone could maybe figure it out. It's like, no, this is the limit that we have. This is what we're doing in order to create the formfulness, and so we're going to stick to this. And we're going to require that we go back and develop out the documentation, get it to the point where we feel like it's more understandable. Which is, you know, I use the word understand, substance, seem pretty close to me. The other one I both don't agree with and I do agree with. The other one is that you'd have to try and find citations.
So it's like you don't put out work that lacks in citations. I think generally speaking, that's probably fine. I think it's not universal though. I feel like for that, I should have something that's like this kind of middle ground, where on the one hand, it's like you don't do any of that, and it's like you're totally, so you're ignoring it. Chances are, I think there's a very good case to be made for that for a lot of stuff. You've seen something before, and it doesn't mean that it's like you're subconsciously copying it. You've seen it before, and it has some kind of influence. For many things, and you're not aware of. I'm not going to then go on with the pessimistic thinking that it's like everything. Nothing's original. It's like an infinite regress of unoriginality, and I don't really buy that either. But yeah, so there is that point. I want to say something to the effect. So I think of that, and then I think of what I'm projecting. I'm not sure if it is or not. What I'm projecting of this Platonic notion of truth based on relation. So it's like you take and hold this thing to be true, and this thing to be true, and this thing to be true, and it's like you get them all related. You're not like on an infinite regress of truth, but you show that they're all related. And then it's like, okay, if this is not going to be, if you buy the relation, then it's like the relation works both ways, I guess I'd say. So it's like, if this thing's not going to be true, then it's like none of it's going to be true. And it's like, are you willing to believe that none of it's true? And it's like, maybe it is so that none of it's true, but if I have to put my money on something, I'm going to put my money on the fact that it is true. So if you have to go through and you have to incite all this stuff, it's like you're doing all this business of relating it to all these things, and so it seems like it's going to be stronger as something for things to stand upon. There's that, and there would also be the effect where you have to think, like, all right, let me see, is this like original, or is it like something that I can connect up with something else? And then you'll find stuff where it's like, oh, I'm making a claim here, and I'm not really, I'm kind of like just like going over it quickly, I'm not doing enough. I should do more to try and like develop this out and back this up, because I can't connect it up to anything else, and it's not really, it's like none of these classes of things, it's actually in the class of things where it's like a claim that has to be substantiated. So now let me make sure that I do that. So I'll probably have to develop out something there. It's going to end up being something that's pretty sensible, and it's going to be something that's not going to be 100%. Definitely not going to be. It's going to be something where it's like the cost of the search is proportional to whatever is the work. I'm not sure what it would be, but it'd be like, you have some sort of method for it. Like, let's say that you're doing it in some area, then you'd have, it's like, imagine you have, say, journals, and let's say search engine, it's going to turn up so much in terms of articles, it's going to take you so long to go through them, etc., etc. And let's say it's like, oh, for these terms, it turns up, say, like 1,000 articles. It's like, all right, I'm not going to go through 1,000 of them in order to figure this out. I'm going to do something that's reasonable. It's like, it's going to take me, say, like, let's imagine that I allocate, let's say that I spent like 50 or 100 hours working on this thing. And let's say that I do like 20% time on this type of thing. So it's like, okay, 20 hours right there, and let's say it takes me so long to go through an abstract, and then so long to go through such and such an article. All right, then this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit this many, and then beyond that, if it turns up, then it turns up, and then we do error correction. I say that, I know it's like you're supposed to do everything beforehand, but it's like, yeah, you're supposed to do it. I don't know how it goes for research, but I say that and I think of how much of the work that I do is like chicken and egg work, and then for software, like so much of the work that you end up doing is, it's like implementation first, then go backwards and do your design and your requirements. And it's like, practically speaking, that's how it happens. But yeah, so anyhow, going back, talking about limits, it's like that would be a limit on the amount of work that you can do. It's like you can do so much, but then you have to spend this proportion on, say, it's like the citation type stuff. And then think of other things that are like that. And it's like they form these limits, and then you kind of like, you know, this fancy you kind of pretend in terms of substantiality. And it's like I'm aware that you can kind of like hand wave around it and have this suggestion, like, well, it's like maybe it really is true, maybe there really is this effect in terms of information, computation, and quantum mechanics or something to that effect, where it's like things are more or less substantial. If it really is true, and it's like your orientation and like your thinking is in the right way, then eventually you're going to have to figure it out. There's going to end up being like no way around it, and it's not going to be like it is true and then you just really wish that's not true and it really is true, etc., etc. It's like, no, that's not the case. And further, you wouldn't be able to know that. If it's like, that's kind of like a contradiction. It contradicts itself. It's like, you know it's true, but you never paid for that knowledge. So how substantial is your knowledge of that? I'm pretty sure that I know what I mean there. I have to develop it out over time. Just getting started with this. Just thinking there also, the other thing this can do, it's like I'm seeing this theme develop out around assigning costs and values or benefits to things, and then having some finite pool or some budget, and then looking to do min-maxing. And it's like, okay, how do you do it though? It's pretty well open. I could see it being the case. So it's like for the stuff that I was talking about with those proportions, in a way that creates formfulness for it. It's kind of like you already have, it's like you imagine an equation with a bunch of different free variables that you have to try and solve. That takes a lot of computation. Now imagine that it's like, okay, well, for right now, we're going to say that this variable has this value, or in the case of proportions, it's kind of like you're adding another equation to the system of equations. And so that should help you with solving things and getting to answers. And then as you're pushing out, it'll start to be like, man, I really wish this limit were not so. And so now let me try and figure out a way to get beyond it. But that's what gets you to that point.